The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Dr. Shoemaker says 50% of young adults who get myocarditis from the vaccine will die within 5 years. He's talking about people, I think, from the age of like 20, 21 to like 25. Those type of young adults, because myocarditis is always serious. So as we have feared, there are long-term consequences to the vaccine that we have yet to see happen. And that's why I led with that, because there's other headlines I could give you. He also talked about, Dr. Shoemaker, 95%, listen to this, 95% of people in ICU are fully vaccinated. This makes sense because their immune systems are being damaged. And then he talked about 38 doctors who were all under the age of 50 died in a 40-day period in Canada, which comes out to an average of almost one per day. I'm going to give you what he had to say. Folks, Dr. Shoemaker isn't messing around. And if we could just get everyone to understand this, I know we've been pounding some of this stuff over and over again, but it's amazing how many people still are not awake. Still. And they don't understand. Well, let me give you Dr. Shoemaker first. This is from a video from Rare Foundation USA, where he talks about the 50% of young adults who get myocarditis from the vaccine. And if you think about it, colleges in the United States mandated the people in this age group, a lot of colleges did, mandated them to get this. I would hope. I know you can't sue the manufacturers of the vaccine. I know they've given them protection. I don't see why you can't sue a college forced a medical decision on you that may end up killing you. I would think, I know they're all college-age students, but there's got to be some that have rich parents that are lawyers or something. Maybe there's a lawyer who sent their kid to college who then was forced to get the vaccine. Why are you doing something? You say, well, you can't? I find it hard to believe. There's no way the immunity for the vaccine spreads to colleges forcing people to do a medical decision. There has to be a way to sue them. We have to be sued. There should be 100 million lawsuits about the vaccine. That's what really should be happening. I'm amazed. I mean, I understand maybe they're just all getting shut down. I know there's some, but I mean, the colleges, I understand these colleges are giant hedge funds in and of itself. Anyways, they're rolling in the dough and they don't care about their students clearly or their health. In fact, they tried to harm them because they follow whatever the globalists say. Most colleges do, not all, but most. Anyways, let me get to Dr. Shoemaker talking about this in the young adults. If you're a college age student, you really need to hear this, especially if they ever try to force you to take one. And I think there are still colleges forcing students to take a vaccine. It's better not to attend that college or go to a trade school, which is better than going to college anyways. College is a scam. And they're just ripping you off anyways. I won't go deep into that, but it is. You'll find out if you don't believe me when you get older. Take a list.
50% of everyone who gets a myocarditis at age 21 will be dead within 5 years. 50% of these young people getting myocarditis will be dead within 5 years, because that's what we've always known in medicine. Myocarditis is a nasty illness, even if it's quiet. It's like a micro heart attack throughout your heart. And you're going to let that happen when these injections do nothing good for your 21-year-olds and your 25-year-olds? And the reason that the 21 and 25-year-olds get myocarditis more is their immune systems are more strong than a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old. And when you've got a strong immune system, the attack within you, the attack of your own body against your body, is a large attack.
Let me reemphasize what he had to say there, and then I'll give you more about how the reason why young people are affected even more so with myocarditis. I don't know what the statistics would be with kids, but kids also are affected and have more likelihood of developing myocarditis. He's just talking about that age group, I guess, because that's the stats that he has. But when you're young and you have a super strong immune system, your immune system is going to attack the spike protein. They give you the vaccine and instruct your body, where really the vaccine, what they're doing is gene therapy. They're changing to tell your cells and tricking them into producing the spike protein. Those cells, which normally wouldn't be doing that, your immune system then comes and says, this is foreign, and they attack it and try to kill your own cells. And if you have a really, really good immune system, the vaccine is actually going to harm you more. The better your immune system, the worse the vaccine can harm you, or especially your organs and your hearts, because the better your immune system reacts to foreign stuff, the more it's going to kill cells, and it's killing the cells in the heart and in other organs as well. But when the heart gets scarred, it cannot regenerate. That scar is permanent, and that's why people will die years later. And he's saying, if what they have seen even before the vaccine, I'm sure that's what he's looking at as well, is what they've known, is that when you find out that someone has myocarditis and they're 21 years of age, 50% of those die within 5 years. Here's what's not being said here. The other 50% also have shortened lifespans. I don't know what the stats are. They're going to live, the other 50% may live longer than 5 years. I don't know how long. Maybe they live 20 years, but they're still, their lifespan has been shortened dramatically. Regardless, your lifespan has been shortened. If you get myocarditis, you will not live as long as you normally would have. And the vaccines are doing this to lots of people. More from Dr. Shoemaker.
And the strength of that attack is what produces bad myocarditis or bad strokes in the brain. We're hearing stories of 27-year-old single mothers dying of a stroke. And we're being told, oh, that's normal. People in their 20s always got strokes. Give me a break. Like one in a billion, maybe, normally. But now we've got this sudden adult death syndrome. Funny, it's only happening in the vaccinated. Sudden vaccine-mated adult death syndrome. I've lost colleagues in Ontario. We've lost 38 colleagues, I think. 38 medical physicians under the age of 50 have died in Canada in the last 40 days. One a day. When have you ever heard of doctors dying in their 30s and 40s? One a day throughout a certain summertime. Well, this is the certain summertime when these doctors were getting their fourth jab.
Remember, we reported on several doctors dying in one hospital within, a two-week period? I think there was five or six, all in the same hospital, and they were young. But it has nothing to do with the forced, and they were forced to be vaccinated, but it has nothing to do with that. Except for this never, ever, 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 ever happens, never statistically in the history of the world. This is brand new stuff, something like that. We've never seen anything like that. You know it's the vaccine, and you don't even have to test and see. I don't even need the stats. We know they were vaccinated. We know that. They were being forced to be in order to do their job. So we know they were vaccinated. So we know the vaccine did it. We have the evidence. It would be astronomical to think the vaccine isn't. It would be amazing if they could prove, wait a minute, no, it wasn't the vaccine. I'd love them to prove that it wasn't. They can't, because it was. More.
Many of them died within 10 days of their fourth jab. They're just following the rules. They're good people. I'm a good person. I'm trying to do my best in life. I'm sure these doctors are trying to do their best in life too. And I'm sure they think the right recommendation is to give these shots. But the death statistics are just too damning. The other features is, do these vaccinations even work? They're supposed to lower your rate of getting COVID. They don't. They make you four times more likely to get COVID. The numbers are in. Back in September of last year, they were saying, oh, it's the disease of the vaccinated. You know, they're all in the ICU. That shifted between then and December. And between December and now, in the last eight months, the vaccinated are 95% of the people in ICU. The vaccinated are filling the ICU because the vaccinated have been harmed. Their immune systems are being harmed.
They are being harmed. And I don't know which country or city or what he's citing with the 95%, but I know he's being accurate because I've seen similar statistics in Great Britain, the UK. And we have given you all sorts of statistics where when it was, I remember when it hit 90%. I remember when it was climbing, when it was like 75% of people in ICU and people who are being hospitalized for COVID itself were triple vaxxed. And then it went up to like 85%. And then I brought you like a show where it was like 90%. And then it keeps climbing. And I don't know exactly where he gets the 95% from. I've seen it somewhere. I know he's citing something, and it's probably the UK, most likely, because I know it kept climbing. So are we going to eventually get to 100%? No, that's almost impossible because there's lots of unvaccinated people and they're going to statistically have to be put into the ICU. They're going to have to be for some reason or actually getting sick and testing positive for COVID and they're unvaxxed has to happen a little bit. Folks, when you say 95%, that's basically saying 100% because you can't really statistically get to 100%. Unless 100% of the population is vaccinated. And that's not the case. But here's what's interesting. It's not even, you could say, well, lots of people got vaccinated. Yeah, but millions and millions and millions and millions of people did not get vaccinated. And when you look at the stats, it's not even the people who have been vaccinated once. It's the triple vax. Out of the 95%, at the UK study, I think it was like 80% of the 95%, something like that. This is off the top of my head, so I'm not getting it exactly right, just so you know. But it's somewhere around there. We're triple vax. It's the vast majority of that percentage in the hospital aren't single vax. They're triple vax, proving that's how we know and we can say confidently, we know the stats are in. It's not up for debate. This is the facts. The more you get jabbed, the more likely you will get COVID. The very thing you think you're protecting yourself from is the very thing that will get you, on top of you're destroying the immune system and all-cause mortality rates go up too. You have a far greater chance of dying of anything if you're susceptible to genetics for having cancer. You have cancer in your family's history and you get the vaccine, you are dramatically increasing your chances of cancer breaking out in your body because your T cells will be damaged. This is not an opinion. This is not me scaremongering. That's the fact. This is what CNN won't tell you. CNN will still tell you, go get the vax, knowing they've seen all this and they purposefully covered up. You know how evil they are over at CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC? They're pure evil. Pure evil. They know that we're right. They know. They've seen this. They've seen these stats from the very beginning. They have made sure, and big tech has made sure to censor the stuff. We put it out there way a long time ago. 2 years ago, we've been covering stuff like this. And that they've been censoring, proving, and they know what to censor. They know what the truth is, and they know what to censor, proving they are pure evil. Pure evil. They have no excuse. If you have anger about being vaccinated, direct it at the liberal media and your government. Those are the two entities that did it to you on purpose, knowing it was dangerous. They knew the whole time. How do I know they knew the whole time? We knew the whole time, and they censored us. Therefore, they knew the whole time. Or else they wouldn't have known what to censor. They wouldn't have known. Oh my gosh, we got to make sure that nobody knows this. proving that they knew. Censorship actually proves how evil people are, just so you know. And when has, in the history of the world, the people who do the censoring ever been good people? In the history of the world, censorship, and you can go way back before there was computers and stuff, just censorship in newspapers and stuff, but censorship of just speaking out loud against a king, way back. When has there ever, show me a time in history ever, that the people that do the censoring and are for the censoring are the good guys? They are always the most evil, despicable people living at that time on the face of the earth. They are the worst of the worst at that time on the face of the earth. So if you're for censorship and you're for censoring and saying, shut these people up and pull them off, don't let them speak, don't let Trump supporters speak, don't let MAGA speak, shut them up, you're some of the most evil people who have ever lived. You are tied with a whole bunch of other evil people who lived before you. That's who you are. You would be that evil person way back then. It just so happens you live now. That's all the difference is. You're just as bad. Just so you know. So don't run around thinking you're a good person. You're awful. You're scum. You're not good. Just so you know. But we try to fight for the truth while these scum try to censor us. And they're scum. But we're going to fight for the truth. And we're not going to be scumbags. We're going to make sure that at least when God looks at us, he sees that we were fighting for truth and not evil. So that's what Dr. Shoemaker is doing. And understand, he has put his whole career, everything on the line, and Canada is way more oppressive than we are in the United States. So he's really standing strong. Here's a little more.
Stop harming your immune systems. Everybody out there who's not here right now, every Canadian, stop harming your immune system. You're only going to perpetuate the pandemic. The use of the vaccines was always known that it would perpetuate the pandemic. That was the medical science for the 15 years leading in. And the other medical science that was known, and it was absolutely known in the CDC and the FDA in the States and the WHO, the big guys and girls of the world, they knew, they'd read the studies, and ivermectin had been studied for 12 years. Ivermectin was studied between 2003 and 2015. And every paper stated that it was the gold standard. It should be immediately used if there was ever a coronavirus pandemic. Wow. And it was hidden from average folks who wouldn't pay attention to such issues. Why would you? But the people with knowledge, they knew it. Fauci knew it. Barrett knew it. Dajic out of Eco Health Alliance, they all knew it. But they wanted their vaccine program to be the deal. And why do they want the vaccine to be the deal?
Money.
Because the vaccine is a more toxic version of the virus. The vaccine is more toxic, more damaging, and more lethal than the virus, especially long term. Because it drops your T-cells. Your T-cells are the important part of your immune system that has to be strong for two things, to fight viruses and to fight cancer. T-cells are driven down by this pseudo-vaccine. Of course, it's not a vaccine. It's a damaging injection. This damaging injection drives down your T-cells, making you more likely to get cancer in the next 10 years, 20 years, 5 years. The explosion of unexplained cancers in people is absolutely incredible since the beginning of the vaccination in 2021.
Yes, that's 100% on the mark. And we've been warning people, and it's just so awful to think that the big tech, Facebook and Twitter and Google, has known this, and they actively participate in killing people. There's no other way to put it. They actively participate in it. They want to depopulate the earth, and they're part of it. And they want to harm you. They're not trying to protect you. Look, folks, everyone knows that there's children are not susceptible to COVID-19 as it being a danger whatsoever. If you're a healthy child, you have basically a 0% chance of it harming you in any way. Yet they know that. They're the ones that even said that. That's why they said, well, we got to mask children for the teachers. The kids will be fine. But they have to wear masks for the teachers, the adults at the school. Remember that? So they admitted that this is true. But then they go and say, but yeah, but you know what? We do need to vaccinate those kids. Why? What's it going to do for them? How does that help them? Well, it doesn't help them, but we demand that kids get vaccinated. So you demand harming kids. And it's really because they know it will harm them. They know it will harm their reproductive systems, and it helps keep the population down. Some of them will die. Some of them will become sterile and will never be able to reproduce and have kids when they're older. But by the time they're adults to complain about it, these people will be long gone. They think laughing it up and having full power and full control, what are you going to do about it? This is not a joke. This is the evil that you're... And the problem is, a huge chunk of our country votes for these people and likes it. They like evil. And I don't get it. I don't understand the darkness that's within them, but they are miserable, angry people. If you're a Democrat and you've been voting Democrat your whole life, it's very rare that you ever meet one that's actually happy. They're almost always angry and miserable. Anyways, I could say so much more, but then I'll get into personal attacks. And I'll state things that are true about groups, but I don't want to go... I just got to fit this last thing in. Dr. Shoemaker was in a different video than interviewed. And I want you to hear what he had to say, because they talk about the strange clots. And he makes an excellent point about how this has never been seen before.
Prior to April, May, June of 2021, in other words, prior to effects from these vaccines starting to come from mandated vaccines, there have never been found, we're talking never have been found in human arteries, proteinaceous clots, proteinaceous jamming clots have never been found in human arteries ever for the last 100 years. So it's only happened in the arteries of vaccinated people, and it's only happened since April, May, June of 2021 that the embalmers are finding these proteinaceous lethal clots in the aorta, lethal clots in their pulmonary vessels, lethal clots even if it occurs in your femoral artery and then propagates. The people are dying from something that's propagating within them, and it's being propagated because of the body's reaction to the vaccine being in them. Never before seen in mortician's history. It's happening only since the vaccines have come into play. They're lethal to people both in the short and in the long term.
He then later asked, and I don't have time to play it, about how long he thinks, like, if you've had the vaccine and it was a year ago, are you in the clear? And he basically was like, not really able to really know, but he was saying that he thinks the bodies are still producing spike proteins even a year later. I don't know, but I could tell he doesn't have a definitive answer. We don't know. We still don't know the long-term effects, folks. If he had a definitive answer, I would have brought it to you, because I'm looking for, I want definitive answers on the long-term effects. Might not ever get them. I might not ever know. But if I ever do, I will let you know. Make sure you subscribe to this video. If you're against the vaccines and you think they are evil and they should never be mandated, it should be banned, and everyone should be punished that push the vaccines on the masses, subscribe, because you're my kind of person. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.